Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's time for us to talk to my friend Jason Roop, the former editor of Style Weekly and founder of the public relations firm Spring Story. Good morning, Jason. I guess we've got to start with this this real messy situation between Richmond's mayor and the lieutenant governor, Justin Fairfax.
Well, John, all great dramas have many, many layers, and it all, you know, everybody's looking for links and conspiracies and connections, and that led to Mayor Stoney, of all things, earlier this week. I think, you know, you and I've been talking a little bit about the public relations side of this and the big fails and missteps that our leaders have made, but you know, I think Mayor Stoney was somebody who was really out in front from the beginning and probably took all the right steps. He was somewhat out of the picture, but also made his feelings known. He didn't rush to judgment right away, but then he was decisive later in the week that the governor should resign. So he's done pretty well in this. And what happened on Monday after this, after Justin Fairfax's scandal was discussed, was that in the press conference that the lieutenant governor held, he kind of had this insinuation that other people were involved in bringing this accusation to light. One of the reporters asked about, you know, it was Governor Northam's team behind this. Someone else said, well, you know, what about Mayor Stoney? And listed some of the connections there between the woman who is accusing Mr. Fairfax and the mayor's campaign office. And people should know that the two of those candidates may be, you know, maybe political rivals soon if they both run for governor one day. But back to the accusation with it was Mayor Stoney's office connected. The lieutenant governor looked at that reporter and said, "You're a great reporter." So a lot of people took that to mean, well, what does he mean by that? Is he saying something? Is he giving us some kind of a wink, wink, and a nod? And Mayor Stoney sprang right into action and said, told the New York Times and also confirmed to me yesterday, the insinuation is 100% not true, and frankly, it's offensive.
Yeah, but isn't it true that the person who originally posted the social media post regarding this allegation of sexual assault was somehow connected to someone who worked in the mayor's policy office? Was that a rumor or has that been verified?
You know, I know that the screenshot shows it to be the screenshot that was widely passed around. The connection was I have not spoken with Adrienne Scharf, but she was the person that's been mentioned in the news and in the press conferences. She's right. The wife of Thad Williamson, who's a professor at the University of Richmond and was part of the mayor's election campaign, as well as on his staff. So, yes, there are those threads for people to look into if they so chose.
Yeah. Well,
but, you know,
be
what,
honest, it's always 1 or 2 degrees of disconnect between people in Virginia politics. So I don't want to read too much into it. But.
Right. You never know. And then the juicy thing is the New York Times reported that Mayor Stoney called Justin Fairfax on Monday night to kind of clear the air. So he went right to them and wanted him to know that he had no role in spreading the allegations. And the New York Times reported that the lieutenant governor hung up on the mayor because the conversation got heated. And the mayor spoke about that also with Channel 6 the other day and said that, you know, he said it did become heated, yes. But he wanted him to know that he didn't have anything to do with it.
Is that the lieutenant governor kind of cracking under the pressure here? Or is, you know, Mayor Stoney, I mean, let's be honest, the two of them are rivals. Is Mayor Stoney kind of tweaking him and causing more trouble and not being a loyal Democrat, but looking out for his own best interests?
I think the problem started, if you're pointing fingers, with Justin Fairfax holding that style of a press conference with everybody gathered around him.
Right.
And I think he said too much. He was, of course, you know, standing up for himself and denying the accusations, but to kind of, you know, give the wink winks and the nods at reporters, knowing that this is a very volatile and serious situation, only creates that issue. And I'm not sure why you would bring political opponents into that debate at that point. Why not simply, you know, talk about what you're dealing with and move on? You know, he brought up Northam. He brought up Mayor Stoney. So I think he's really the one that started it, you know, and the mayor had to step in and make a comment.
Yeah. Well, he might have been better off just talking about his own situation, trying to put that down without he himself bringing up the mayor. There are lots of surrogates you could send out to say whatever you needed to say. Boy, the palace intrigue is really thick these days and kind of disturbing on some level. If you're not personally involved in it, it's interesting. I don't want to let our time get away without giving you an opportunity to talk about what's going on around Richmond this weekend.
Yes, people need a stress relief, right? There are some good shows this weekend. Over at the National on Saturday, a lot of people love the Drive-By Truckers, a great rock and roll band. They're going to be playing with Lucinda Williams. We've talked about my friends playing Yacht Rock and Three Sheets to the Wind, and they have a Love Boat Luau show on Saturday at the Broadberry. That should be really fun. And the RVA Environmental Film Festival is going on. I mentioned that last week. It's going on this week. And, you know, all kinds of films, they're free. Some you may need tickets for, but for the most part, it's all free. Tomorrow, for example, is a show at the Bird that would be good for the family. It's Born in China by Disney Nature, and that's going to be 10 in the morning on Saturday.
Okay. A lot of interesting stuff, as always. Jason Roop, the former editor of Style Weekly and the founder of the public relations firm Spring Story, really appreciate you joining us every Friday. Thank you.
Thanks, John. Stay warm up there.
We'll do it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.